Hey, what's up? It's your pal EZ with another amazing partner for the Eric Zane Show podcast, the Eufy Video Lock. Oh my gosh. Smart lock, 2K cam, and doorbell 3-in-1 triple security. You got everything in one device, all right? Rather than install piecemeal, hoping that you got this app, that it's going to work okay in that app, and oh my God. This is not just for security, but also for convenience. No more worrying about losing keys. And you can assign passwords to your family members and see them coming back home via the integrated camera. So, you know, like they all have their codes. They walk up to the door. They punch it in. The door unlocks. In they go. And, of course, it's a video camera. So it's all there. You can see who shows up at your door. This is fantastic. We live in a golden age for home security. And the Eufy Video Lock is the top of the heap, okay? You can go to eufyofficial.com/videolock for more information. This thing is easy to install. The setup, all you need is a Phillips screwdriver, no drilling or anything like that. All the keyless entry components make it so fantastic. 0.3-second fingerprint recognition. Amazing. No battery anxiety. You've got the ultimate, I don't know what it is, super lithium whatever, that keeps this thing powered for a long, long time. No monthly fee on this, unlike other brands that do that. They just bend you over and charge you a monthly fee. I love the Eufy Video Lock. Get to eufyofficial.com/videolock. eufyofficial.com/videolock. Ta-da! What's up? My gosh, here we go in this cold, crisp, it's September morn, dum-dum. The live stream of the Eric Zane Show podcast. We've got sponsors. We've got weapons. F-45 training, Byron Center. You want to get in shape? You want to do it in the setting where you got, the group leader saying, come on, get your butt in gear. Come on, you can do it. You know, all that encouragement, all that camaraderie. Misery loves company. As you're flipping the giant ropes, you know, oh my God, this is terribly painful, but it's so good. Hurts so good. Isn't that a John Mellencamp song? I don't know where my brain is today. I'm all over the place. It's got to be like that all day. F-45 Training Byron Center. They're online at F45training.com/Byron Center. So the letter F and then the number 4, the number 5, training.com/Byron Center. When you go to that, there's a little spot. It says start your free trial. You click that damn thing, and then there you go. You got a week free of training. Group setting with a personal touch. I know things are a little bit wonky right now with pandemics, but once we get past that, you're going to get right back after it, okay? And you're gaining knowledge. You're gaining skill. You're improving yourself. You're going to be a hell of a lot more healthy, and, at the end of the day, that's all that we want to do is live with our loved ones on this rock for a little bit longer. So you got to take care of yourself, damn it. You can't just be, doing nothing, sitting around. You got to be in extremely good shape in order to live a long time, just like Kenny in Nashville. That's how he's able to do it. So, seriously. All right. So thank you again to my friends at F45. Training.com/Byron Center. Thank you again to the Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage for being on board with the show. I'm very, very fortunate to have a number of sponsors that make this podcast free. Thank you. If you're thinking, hey, I want to redo my mortgage, or I want my first mortgage, or I need a mortgage to go buy another house, whatever it may be. As you know, interest rates are historically low. They seem to always be historically low. And I guess that's good. Van Dyke Mortgage, call up Mario at the Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage to find out how he can help you. Now, that doesn't mean like you're committed. I just want you to call and say, hey, I don't know anything about you, but Zane says you're great. Win my business. Do what you're supposed to do. And then he's going to take it from there. It's that simple. That's all I want you to do is reach out to the guy. I don't care if you've got a person you've used in the past. That's great. Okay. But pick Mario's brain. All right. Maybe it'll work out better for you. Might not. but more often than not, Mario will win you over. Call him at 231-332-6505. Also, if you need more information and you just kind of want to look online, just click on the Van Dyke Mortgage logo at ericzaneshow.com. Today is the 18th of November, 2020. Oh, boy. The Eric Zane Show podcast begins now.
A man who's usually wrong, but he doesn't care. Here's a man who
eats things and make a Billy goat puke.
You're now rocking with the best. It's the Eric Zane Show podcast, and here's your host, Eric Zane.
There you go, the big smooth, the ultra smooth Kevin in Muskegon, legendary. Thank you so much, buddy. You know, it's worth mentioning, if you want to record your own intro for the show, Kevin went the extra mile by throwing in the sound clips there. I've had listeners do stuff like that. I've had listeners bust out their bass guitars. That would be Red State Dirt. If you want to record an intro for the show, just grab your phone and do it. I would love that. Great fun. Well, what do I do? Well, you'll figure it out. Just have some fun with it. Send it along to me and I'll take care of the rest. How does that sound? Send it to Eric at ericzaneshow.com. And welcome to you. Thank you for your time. I really appreciate it. You spending any amount of time with me, that is exceptional. And I love it. There's many, many ways you can get this show. Some of you right now are enjoying it through the live stream. Everything that I do every day is happens live, and then I take the audio and make the audio podcast. That's how it works. Live, though, at about this same time, Monday through Friday, Facebook.com/Eric Zane fan page, brought to you by Irvine's Auto Repair Grand Rapids Hybrid. You're awesome. The folks at Blue Frost IT took care of my Twitter feed. There's a Periscope video there that is live. Thank you. Thank you. And that is at Eric Zane Show on Twitter. And then on YouTube. The almighty YouTube. Search Eric Zane Show on YouTube. That is brought to you by F45 Training in Byron Center, Michigan. I'm on Instagram tonight. Instagram Instant Trivia. Josh Brown will try to win another $10. I don't know what the deal is. He seems to be the one that's like, hey, easy pick and 10 bucks. It's real simple. First of all, the Instagram is brought to you by Mario, the Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage. And if you search Eric Zane Show, all one word, I'm right there. Just click it and follow. And then tonight at 7 o'clock my time, right here in Michigan, I go live on Instagram, Instagram Live. And there's that function where I can invite you in, all right? Or we can appear at the same time, you and me. And I ask you a trivia question. That is Instagram Instant Trivia, brought to you by MB Distributing. My pal Mike Ball, he's behind that. It's his fault, okay? And then if you get it right, you win a crisp new $10 bill. Problem, I only have one $10 bill to give away each time. Bigger problem, Josh, he gets on it and he wants to play. And because once you get on, you have to like let me know that you want to play. You hit that one of those buttons at the bottom of the screen there, and it says request to join. Once you do that, I see that you've requested to join. And every time, there's only like a handful of people, not even a dozen on there every time I play this game on Wednesday nights at 7 my time. And only one, maybe two, actually requests to play. So I got to play. So it's Josh every stinking time. And I'm not going to deny. I'm not going to say, well, you can't play because you won last time. Fuck that. I'm going to. Here you go. Here's the question. And so he's been on like a roll taking Mike Ball's money. All right. So I plan on giving it to him again, unless you go there tonight at 7 o'clock. Okay. So that is definitely happening. We'll see you there. Today is the day for the Mel Trotter Ministries turkey drop. Every year they do this. And I want you, if you have a minute to do that, you can actually get a turkey and physically drop it off at any of the Celebration Cinemas where the four people that still work at iHeart will be. Man, last year was great. That was so much fun. We had all those great people. Marcus was there. Phil Tower was there. Johnny Ilk. All that crew from iHeart. That was when I was like, oh, man, I love working here. This is going to be so much fun growing with this business. Month and a half later, you're fired, man. We're cutting people, man. We got to save some money. Great. But we did it, man. We brought together a ton of turkeys. So thank you for that last year. And yeah, if you can drop one off to those folks, despite it being an iHeart thing, it isn't about that. It's about feeding the less fortunate. And or just drop it off at Mel Trotter Ministries. You can do that. And I have the link in the comments of this podcast I did yesterday as well. I'll put it there today also. And that link takes you right to like a donate page. You're like, oh, I can't make it. You actually want to drop 10 bucks in their bucket. That money, they take it, and then they buy turkeys. So their goal is like, I think, 2,500 turkeys or something like that. And absolutely doable. There's no reason why we shouldn't be able to do it, helping those less fortunate. This is the day, the annual Mel Trotter turkey drop. Okay. This show is coming to you live from the Baldwin Ace Hardware Fear Bunker Studio up north in Baldwin, Michigan. Mike and Jennifer Gilmurray leading the charge in that great business. And yeah, if you are in their neck of the woods, drop in, say hello, and buy some stuff from Baldwin Ace Hardware, an oasis of DIY awesomeness in the Northland. Okay. Today, Dear Meathead, brought to you by JM Synthetics. I'll have Dad on here in 46 minutes, just under an hour. Dad will be joining me. So that I'm looking forward to that. If you have a question for Dad, you can send it in, eric@ericzaneshow.com. I've got a few. But we don't have an overabundance of them. I've burned through most of that big rush of them that I had a few weeks ago. So if you have anything on your brain that you want to drop in during the show, you can send it along, eric@ericzaneshow.com. We've got more terrific vaccine news that has broken overnight. And this might actually make you feel a little bit better today. Help is on the way. These testing results, if you actually read into it as to what they did to make this a reality, is really interesting to me, very promising and very interesting. And I want to go over that because, you know, every time you turn around, there's some nasty story about things that are going on, and those are still happening. By the way, I keep bringing this up because I want it to be on the forefront of everybody's brain so that no one loses sight of it. You remember all the assholes who said that the pandemic leaves when the election ends, regardless of who wins? Yeah, fuck you, okay? Fuck right off. Okay, my God, you ought to be ashamed of yourselves. Patreon, Ben and the Ben and Eric Patreon bonus records on Thursday, tomorrow. Looking forward to that. Fucking Ben with his Ben jokes on Twitter has now, it's taken on a life of its own. I'm actually helping facilitate it, but you guys are really glomming on to the dad jokes, translation Ben jokes. Oh, my God. So I'm looking forward to that. I want to welcome in two new people this week on Patreon. Wendy Johnston signed on the dotted line. Thank you so much. She signed up for 10 bucks a month. And also someone known as Shadow Demon signed up for 5 bucks a month. Thank you so much. And again, I've stressed this many times. If you want, just sign up. And then, you know, if it's not your cup of tea, you don't like it, whatever, just cancel it right then. Then you're only out one month. No big deal. Okay. Just try it. I want to see how many days in a row we can go where we add one. One at a time is how we're building the Patreon audience. Thank you so much. new dude coming through in Montana. Wow, this is what a flame out. This guy, holy crap, I wish there was video. I'm sure there is video somewhere of it. I'll tell you about this guy. Antonio Brown. You remember him back in football? He's actually been back in football for weeks. And also back also is news of him being a first-class asshole. That out of the way. And is COVID causing more gonorrhea? I love that story. But first, as we get underway, 11 days now. I'm counting down the days. 11 days till travel to the West Coast. 14 days till the actual kidney donation surgery. All right. A lot could happen. Keep your fingers crossed. It's, you know, this is the type of thing that in the moment, it's like all day by day. You know, I'm just trying to focus on counting down the days. There, honestly, there isn't really nervousness in me much at all. It's all more of let's get going. Let's do this. Come on. Let's get it done. It's a whole deal of setting goal, thinking about goals, setting the goal, accomplishing the goal. And honestly, other than me having to be in certain places, I didn't really have too much to do in this. So I don't want like, you know, any attaboys or pats on the back. I think that this entire group of people, part of the UCLA kidney transplant team, and of course the person that I'm donating it to, are the real champions and their families, especially the guy that I'm donating it to. My God, been through the ringer, and just hang on. That's all we got to do. Stay safe. And the fact that it's all happening during this pandemic is, I'm telling you, it's book worthy. I need to start writing this shit down. I don't have a working title. I don't have anything, but I think there is a tale to be told about this whole big story arc that we have been in on together. I wonder what you're thinking, because I remember it was May 16th when I first thought of this person. And then I think that week I announced on the podcast that Diana and I were doing this, because if you remember, we both were committed to donating, but it turned out that I was a better match. And I wonder if you were like, huh, well, yeah, let's see how it goes in the long run. Let's see how it all works out. Will Eric follow through on it? I wonder if there was any of you that thought that, and that would be understandable if you did think that. He might get cold feet after too long. And honestly, I think that that's okay if someone does get cold feet. That's kind of the nature of the beast when it comes to kidney donation, because oftentimes you'll have a person who's a recipient getting news at the final minute that the donor said, no, I'm not doing it now. That does happen. It's not going to happen here. At least I am not going to stop it. There's nothing that I would, there's nothing that would keep me from stopping it. Now, I guess there is a possibility that some freak thing could happen. Somebody comes up and stabs me in the kidney, then maybe that would slow it down. But no, you know, I mean, this is one of the things that people don't know of because I just was on another podcast yesterday, and I'll talk about that a little later on. And somebody, the person I was speaking with, said, wow, and you were a match as being an advocate for living donation, which is what I am, and what I'm doing right now is advocating that really doesn't apply anymore. You don't have to be a match at all. Like if I was a zero compatibility with the person I was giving a kidney to, that really doesn't matter nowadays, because what you do is you donate your kidney and they put it into like a big, you know, it's like a bank. So one kidney, it's like take a penny, give a penny. You know, you put your kidney in and then another kidney that is a match for whomever you wanted to give it to is then, because the database is immense and awesome because of technology. And then they go, all right, this one came in and we need a match for so-and-so. Clicky, clicky, boom. Go get A17, shelf 6. Row 14, They grab the kidney and then they give it to dude. That's how it works. So that is obsolete, the idea that you have to find a match. Boy, you know, I've got big plans, and but I don't know where to begin about advocacy. And but I think at some point I need to get more organized about encouraging this with people. Somehow come up with what I envision is be the guy from the perspective of the donor to speak to a group. So let's say there is like close to where I live, there's all sorts of like at the University of Michigan, they do this. Their kidney transplant team is world renowned. And by the way, somebody might say, well, why didn't you do it there? Well, no, it doesn't work that way, because my guy lives out west and he is working hand in hand. There's kidney donation, little organizations at various colleges and institutions, Baylor Medical Center, Mayo Clinic, UCLA, Michigan. And then they all work with the National Kidney Registry. Well, all right. So dude is out west. That's why he's working with UCLA, but close to home, I would love to work with people at whatever organization. So you're interested in donating a kidney. Spend an hour with this group appearing at the so-and-so at the Ramada Inn. And then, you know, you're there with 30 people who might be interested in doing something like this. No commitments on their part. They just want more information. And then you'd have the medical professionals speak, and then the person who actually needs the kidney speak about how important it is. And then the person who actually has donated the kidney speak about what a person can expect and how effective it is, and just basically spill their guts about what happened. And then that's all in one little neat hour of information. And then with a little bit of luck, one or two of these people that are there with their hors d'oeuvres and maybe a checkbook and a drink, post-pandemic, of course, one of them says, you know, I think I want to do this. That's what I want to do. That's the advocacy I want to do, and hopefully get somebody else to do this. You know, I think it's important to note, though, that this is never. I don't ever want any of you that are hearing me talk think that I'm like trying to make you do that. I just basically tell my story, and then if it strikes you, it strikes you the same way it struck me. Okay. It has to be that way. It can never be. It has to be on your own terms. If you ever have questions about this, please reach out to me, eric@ericzaneshow.com. I'll just tell you the particulars, the good, the bad, and the ugly about what's going on. But again, 11 days till travel, 14 days till the big thing. It's looking like one of the TV stations, I don't want to say, because it's probably going to, you know, I'm always afraid of cart before the horse. What the hell? Casey Jones from Wood TV 8 wants to record something. And he wants to do a piece on it. He does kind of like, Casey does kind of like a, he's the guy, Casey Jones and Wood TV 8, who does like the feel good stories and stuff like that. And I guess this qualified as one of those. And so I've been in contact with them, and the word on the street is that that is going to happen very, very soon. So I'll keep you posted and you'll be able to see it yourself. Okay. Now, on to the ridiculous, on to the funny. Not going to lie to you, a lot of times when I come up with these shows, the first thing I say is, what ridiculous thing happened around this household? Because that seems to always draw the most attention. Two things took place, one involving humans. Yesterday, I was reminded there are periods of time where I can no longer love my beloved dog, O'Neill. Now, you can't see him right now. He's sitting right over there, and his ears didn't perk up when I said such a thing. In fact, he's just sitting there flinching in the middle of a dog dream. But, my God, most of you know where this is going. But it's a really, really weird dynamic. He's sitting there getting chased by Daisy. Daisy with her two brand new knees. You know, she's able to run and move around finally, and she's chasing her pal O'Neill through the backyard. And I'm like, all right, come on in, guys. It's freezing. Let's go. And Daisy's chasing him around, and all in one movement. It was really graceful how he did it. But O'Neill, like, he kind of gallops. He's got these big giant paws. He looks like a freaking a dog lion. He's just goofy looking, this dog. Long, not really tall. Runs really well, but his paws are like the size of ping pong paddles, and he's just flopping along through the yard. And then all in one stepping motion, while he is taking another gallop, his head drops. And then at that moment, without breaking stride, he scoops up in his mouth like a pelican, a big, long dog turd that is setting right there on the ground. And I'm like, what? And while running, he's chowing the dog turd. And I'm like, oh, my God, what? Oh, no, I know this happens. But even though I have known that this happens, I block it out of my mind every time it happens. And then I like, well, that did not happen. So then every time it's like a shock to me. And I'm like, son of a bitch, O'Neill, get in here. And he's like, God. And it's like, what? Oh, God. And so, I mean, what do you do? There's nothing to do. You can't. You don't dare open his mouth and try to scoop it out of there. It's just, it's the absolute worst. It's like, you can think of the things on one hand that are more terrible. You know, dead baby with a pitchfork is just below that. It, oh God, it's just heinous shit. And I'm like, oh, come on. And then he gets in the house and I'm like, I don't want to see you. I don't want to pet you for a period of time. I don't love you until we get the serious distance between us. Now, you might be like, well, why don't you go out and pick the shit up? Yeah, I know. And we do. We haven't in a while, but we normally do. So, yes, it is important to pick up all the dog turds. But sometimes, damn it, life gets in the way. So it doesn't always happen. So shut up. Oh, my God. Apologies. Apologies on the breakfast. I want to try to tell you that it's okay, but it's not. You probably should go throw up. I don't advise eating anymore. It's really, really bad. Queen of the Forest took her brother, No Filter Kevin, out to eat last night for the final time. Okay. Now you have to finesse this. If you're me, I'm like, I don't want anybody leaving the house, frankly, because I don't want anybody bringing in illness, but I trust. I'm like, yeah, absolutely. Go on out because this is it. Okay. Michigan is now in this spot where the restaurants, they can't allow in-person dining. And Kevin doesn't do too much. I mean, we're talking about 12 hours of TV, 15 hours of TV every single day. Doesn't do a damn thing. And so he gets bored. And I know that's crazy. But Diana and him like to go out. And they usually go to the restaurant and like play Keno, Shad, have some beers. What people like. And so yesterday she says, hey, it's we're not going to be able to go out for a while, so I think I'll take him out. And I go, that sounds like a plan. Okay, stay away from people, please. Keep your mask on. Please be safe. Hands washed, hand sanitizer. Don't bring anything into this household. And off you go. Now, I don't really have anything overly dramatic. It's just all based on that whole scenario where sweet Kevin, he swears at a really uncompromisingly awesome level. For example, the time that I was up north and I brought O'Neill back home, who he hadn't eaten crap in minutes previously, so people were loving him. And And Kevin said, oh, man, there he is. I love that son of a bitch. And it's always like these really strong swear words. And so much so that one time I said, hey, Kevin, we're going to go up north. And they're you and me and Diana, there's going to be a group up there that are new. So and I kind of like said, I didn't say, hey, you can't swear anymore. I said, yeah, these guys are great. I just have to watch what I say around them. This was my way of trying to indicate that you can't swear around these folks. This is my extended family. Yeah, they're like super religious. You definitely don't want to swear around them. So I always have to watch what I say. And then like an hour later, he goes, hey, I don't think I want to go. And I go, well, why not? He goes, well, I don't think I can stop swearing. And I'm like, well, that's fucking ridiculous. What are you, crazy? And he goes, no, seriously, I can't. And then he actually said, I'm afraid I might say cock. Which... if you think about it, it just sounds so stupid. Well, why? What's holding you back? I'm afraid I might say cock. So Diana tells me that they're on their way to Uccello's, and this nugget flew out of his mouth. And, you know, he goes, man, because he's got a little bit of a Southern accent, just a little bit. Man, I can't wait. I can't wait to get there and get some of those breadsticks. She goes, oh, yeah? And he goes, yeah, I love those motherfuckers. So, you know, oh, shit. I keep getting people reaching out to me saying, you got to get them on the show. You got to have them on here as a regular. And I can't just throw them on. First of all, it would never happen live. It would have to be a recorded thing and then make it available. And I don't even know where to begin. You know, it's just. Because, first of all, he doesn't know what I laugh at. So, oh, boy, I don't know. I'm probably overthinking this. I think you're right that there needs to be a place at some point for, you know, a segment with no filter Kevin. Son of a bitch. Boy, maybe. Look, the open of the Eric Zane Show podcast is in the books. First of all, I want to tell you about the exciting things happening on Patreon. Slowly but surely, I have added to the roster of things that I release each and every week. Now, hopefully you'll say, well, all right, Zane, I'm gonna try you for 1 month. 1 month. It's like a challenge. Okay. $5 or $10 a month, you drop on Patreon. It's a 1 month challenge. I just want one of you listening on the free podcast to do what Wendy Johnston or Shadow Demon did in the past 2 days, and that is sign up at patreon.com/Eric Zane. Sign up for 1 month. If it stinks, cancel it. Then you're out $5 or $10. All right, that's it. Then you don't have any. Then you tried. I appreciate that. If not, no big deal as well. I'm just happy with the time, frankly. But here's what's up. Every single Monday and Friday, I drop a new episode of The Lost Zane Recordings from WBBL. It starts with my first time on the air there. You might have to scroll through to find that. That was, I think, April. Oh, God, I don't know. April 8th, 9th. I don't really remember. Something like that. And then every single show after that of all of my time at BBL, I'm releasing those shows. Full shows are about 3 hours. And yeah, you'll hear it all. You heard the first 6 days when I was on with Shithead, and then he quit because he had to. Blow the whistle, whistleblower, canceled. This was actually a great canceling. This was actually an appropriate canceling. Fuck. So then that was done. Kyle out the door. Julius and I then picked up the pace. You'll hear all the fucking nuances with Doan falling asleep on the air. Son of a bitch. And then Ben joins the team in December of 2016. You'll hear all of that. Okay. That's part of my Patreon bonus. That's part of Patreon. Also, the Patreon bonus podcast happens every single day of the week. I get done with this free podcast. I do a second podcast for 30 or 40 minutes on Patreon. It's a little bit more interaction with me and the audience. On the free one, I don't really like to look at the comments. I just kind of like to keep the moving. You might get me screaming at various members of the audience on the live Patreon bonus podcast video. Okay, that's when you sign up for $10 a month. Then, of course, there's the Lost. I talked about Lost Zane recordings. Sorry, I'm circling the drain. Smarter Than a Former Drug Dealer trivia. Dale took on Bobby yesterday. That was a great game. And then, of course, you have the Crown Jewel, the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast. We'll record another episode of that tomorrow. And then the Insane Asylum, which is my music show on Patreon. That's all 1 week, okay? Patreon.com/Eric Zane. That money goes directly to feeding the dogs and keeping the lights on. Thank you. It allows me to be able to do what I do on a daily basis. I really appreciate it. If not, thank you very much for your time and enjoying this one. We are playing paintball next week, and it will be outside. We can only have 20. We've capped it at 20. We will be there. And so basically, I walk in with a stack of pizzas from BC Pizza Grand Rapids. Noon on the 25th of November, the day before Thanksgiving. I set down the pizzas at noon. I wave at you. I say, stay the fuck away from me. Eat your pizza. All right. You eat the pizza. You pay your $35 to Rick from TC Paintball. You get the paint. You get the gun. You get the mask. And then we play paintball. It's going to be awesome. It's called Paintball War Number 11. The Kidney Offensive. All right. Reach out to me, Eric@ericzaneshow.com. If you want in, we are lean. We've got maybe 5 of you right now. We need more. Okay. Don't make me sweat this. All right. Please, if you can, get there the day before Thanksgiving. I know a lot of you are working, but if you're not, I want to see you at TC Paintball. Website is tcpaintballgr.com. Okay, for the Kent County Health Department, they're working hard trying to keep you safe. Vaccinations for the kids. That's what I'm talking about right now. Measles, mumps, rubella, pertussis, meningitis, whooping cough. All of these things are terrible things that can make your kids sick. And if you don't have them vaccinated, then I hate to say it, but it's your fault, okay? Protect your kids, okay? There are unseen things that can hurt them. You don't want them getting sick. Even in the age of this pandemic right now, you still need to get your kids vaccinated. Reach out to them for more information about how you can get that all for free. AccessKent.com/gov. Thank you, Kent County Health Department. You can also call them at 616-632-7100. And then, of course, for my Saranac shit kickers, the folks at BK Guns and Stuff. They internationally known, and that's no joke. Their efforts are featured. I think it was some crazy ass TV show. They featured their expertise in what they do, and you got to check them out. If you have a firearm that needs to be repaired, the gunsmiths at BK Guns and Stuff, let them work their magic. This is a mom and pop business that relies on you to reach out to them. Anywhere in the listening audience, if you want to get your gun into the hands of BK Guns and Stuff to be repaired, customized, clean, whatever, call them at 616-902-2447. Also, more information on their Facebook page, which you can get to it by going to my page, ericzaneshow.com, and click on the BK Guns and Stuff logo, and then off you go. All right. The Pfizer vaccine. It's kind of like dueling vaccines for good news. Last week, we had the story about the Pfizer vaccine being 90% effective, and the world was like, oh, thank God. God, some good news finally. And then it was followed up by the company known as Moderna, They said, we've got one too, and ours is 94.5% effective or something like that. Now, what that means is they test a ton of people, okay? And they take the vaccine, and the doctors don't know which one is vaccine and which one is placebo. They inject it into volunteers. Then they subject the volunteers to the virus. And then if they don't get it, you have an effective vaccine. There's more details to it than that. But, and I'll get to them here in this story because Pfizer's back into the news. But that's basically it. Okay, so then there's the news about Moderna is very effective. And now Pfizer says, no, wait a minute. Actually, we got even more good news. A final analysis says that our vaccine is also 95% effective in preventing infections. As the story goes, these people would have been happy with 60% effective. When they first had 90%, they were like, you got to be kidding me, man. They're like, you can peel these people off of the ceiling. This is incredibly good news. However, when I say however, I don't mean that there's bad news. It's all good. In fact, it says here in this article, a final analysis of the phase 3 trial of Pfizer's vaccine shows it was actually 95% effective, even in older adults, and caused no serious safety concerns. The company counted 170 cases of coronavirus infection among volunteers who took part in the trial. It said 162 infections were in people who got placebo. So of all of this big, giant trial, and you're like, how many people do they test? I'll tell you that in a second. In all of the people that they tested, 170 got sick. 162 of which were people who were exposed to the virus who had no vaccine in them. It was just a placebo. So that's important because you're like, okay, only 8 people of the 170 that got sick, only 8 of them got sick who had the vaccine. That's awesome. Okay. There was more than 30,000 people tested in this. More than 30,000. Volunteers stepped up. Those are fucking, seriously, you need like a Purple Heart for that. That is absolutely incredible. From what I was reading, the people who got sick, the most that they got was just like tired, you know, very mild symptoms. No one died, nothing like that. All right, I'm already getting ahead of myself. The placebo was just plain saline shots. 8 cases were in participants who got the actual vaccine. That works out to 95% efficient. The data and Pfizer's initial claim of better than 90% efficacy, a claim that stunned and pleased health officials and vaccine developers last week, holds up. Efficacy, quote, efficacy was consistent across age, race, and ethnicity demos. The observed efficacy in adults over 65 years of age was over 94%. There were 10 severe cases of COVID-19 observed in the trial, with 9 of the cases occurring in the placebo group and 1 in the vaccinated group. An independent group has been keeping an eye on results and side effects. I guess that's what you have to do in order to do anything like that. You have like a watchdog group that's kind of like, making sure that you're not fudging the numbers or whatever to help your bottom line. To date, the data monitoring committee for the study has not reported any serious safety concerns related to the vaccine. The only grade 3 severe solicited adverse event greater than or equal to 2% in frequency after the first or second dose was fatigue at 3.7% following dose 2. So basically, people who took the vaccine, the worst thing that they saw out of all of these people that took the vaccine was they felt tired. Fuck yes, this is huge. Now look, I often wonder how many of you are hearing this and you're being obstinate and stubborn, okay? I guess I understand, but seriously, man, you got to get past that. This is very important that you get past this. Pfizer is seeking EUA within days. Emergency use authorization December. They're going to be jamming this into frontline workers. That's 12 days from now. December's 12 days away. Oh, my God. This is amazing news. These data will be submitted to other regulatory agencies around the world, Pfizer said. They plan to publish the data in a peer-reviewed scientific journal as well. The rapid protection this vaccine provides, combined with its tolerability profile in all age groups studied so far, should help make this vaccine an important tool to address the current pandemic. God, I love this. All right. The phase three clinical trial of the vaccine began. This all started in the summer, July 27th. Boy, I was low on the amount of volunteers. I guess I read that wrong. They had 43,661 volunteers enrolled. 41,135 received a second dose of the vaccine. The FDA said it wanted at least 2 months of safety tracking on volunteers after they got their second shots, and they did. The companies also said they have tried to recruit a diverse pool of volunteers to match more closely the groups most severely affected by the pandemic. Approximately 42% of global participants and 30% of U.S. participants have racially and ethnically diverse backgrounds, and 41% of global and 45% of U.S. participants are 56 to 85 years of age. Seriously, man, this is great. All these volunteers, I wouldn't do that. That is awesome. That takes some serious stones, in my opinion. I mean, you don't know what the fuck's going to happen to you. And they had 43,000 people that stepped up. I wonder if they paid them. Let's see. 1.3 billion with the B doses expected by 2021. Based on current projections, the companies expect to produce globally up to 50 million vaccine doses by the end of this year. Now, that's kind of a drop in the bucket when you think about the world. But still, that's a damn good start considering where we were. And what you do is you vaccinate these people that work in hospitals, work with the elderly, the people that are being treated. This is amazing shit, man. And it's happening before our eyes. And you know what's amazing is it's happening not far from where I sit, because Pfizer has three locations in the whole country where they make this shit. St. Louis, Missouri, Andover, Massachusetts, and Kalamazoo, Michigan. They're making the fucking vaccine in Kalamazoo. Plus one in some city in Belgium. Many states have expressed concern about the fragility. That's a fun word to say. Of the Pfizer vaccine, which must be kept, in a Dippin' Dots freezer. Minus 75 degrees Celsius or minus 103 degrees Fahrenheit, far below the capability of standard freezers. But the company said their custom packaging would help. Pfizer's confident in its vast experience, expertise, and existing cold chain infrastructure to distribute the vaccine around the world. So now Moderna's like, shit, man, they upped the bar. What are we going to do? We got to do something. That's great. That is big pharma. You know, big pharma's always taking a hit. Every time you turn around, somebody's talking shit about big pharma. They're not going to talk shit right now. Fuck that. Work. We want to stay alive. The companies have developed specially designed temperature-controlled thermal shippers. Like, legit, these are like Dippin' Dots freezers, utilizing dry ice to maintain temperature conditions of minus 70 degrees. This is the type of thing where, occasionally you'll hear a story about a company and you'll see like the CEO makes an ungodly amount of money. And then like, yeah, man, this is like the one percenters. Fuck these guys with all their money, man. No, let that guy make his money. Fuck yes. Let him make as much money as he wants. Give him a raise. Give that guy a raise. Whoever's running the show for these pharmaceutical companies, I say a raise is in order. Do what you have to do. My God, this is exciting shit. Of course, this teaming up with the Moderna news. These two companies are head and shoulders, apparently, above the rest. The rest of them are like, oh, my God. Can you imagine being the workers for the other companies that are involved in this? They're like, come on, man. Pfizer and Moderna are getting all that fucking coronavirus cheddar. Let's get after it. What's taking so long? Oh, my God. I love this story. Okay. I want to know, would you take this vaccine? You can leave your comments. I only look at the Facebook comments afterwards when the show's done. I don't look at it during the show. Would you take this vaccine? Because, you know, speed in getting it done has nothing to do with security of safety. It has nothing to do with it. All it means is that they worked longer with more people focused on it. It has nothing to, they didn't like cut corners on the safety. They didn't like, but does it make you grow a second dick? I don't know. Let's just skip that test. It didn't happen. It did that. That isn't the way it worked. It had more to do with the all hands on deck mentality. This vaccination is just as thorough and rigorously looked at as anything that is being made for public use like this. For safety reasons, but I want to know, and I think it might be a good idea to put this out as a Eric Zancho podcast, like a Twitter poll or something like that. The thing about those things is, God, there's so many assholes out there who just it kind of lends to, you know, like later on, I'm going to talk about Trump firing his cybersecurity chief, Chris Krebs, which is one of the biggest bunches of bullshit I've ever heard. But I almost hate talking about it because of so many fucking people who get pissed off at it. And vaccine talk is one of those things that people get pissed off about. They're like, no way, man, I'm not doing that. I don't trust that. It's like, you asshole, the fuck is wrong with you? You're part of the problem. So, you know, when I throw that out there, I'm always worried about somebody getting bent out of shape about it. And then, you know, you have the, I'm sick and tired of you of talking about things that I don't want to talk about. Talk about something else. You talk about something else. It's my podcast. I'll talk about whatever the fuck I want to talk about. You don't like it? Don't listen. Go get your own fucking podcast. Eat shit. All right. So I want to know on the Facebook comments, if you are going to take this vaccine, I think you should. I am saying yes to vaccine right now. Put it in me. I'll drink it like a big gulp. Whatever you want. I don't care if they have to put it into my dick tip. I'm going to let them put the vaccine in me. If the vaccine is, you know, so BBC is, they have to like take the vaccine and paint it on vaccine gel onto that porn star that's dead, that's sitting on the couch with his big dick, and they have to jam it into my butthole, I would absolutely take that vaccine. Give me the vaccine. I will take it BBC style. I want it so bad. And then I would probably like it. What the hell is my problem? Do not discuss that with your dad, Eric. All right. Or you can send it along, eric@ericzancho.com. If you don't want your comments seen on Facebook, I can just imagine what it's like there right now. In fact, I dare take a quick little glance at it? Sam says thumbs down. I don't know if that means he doesn't want the virus. Hey, Tyler's on YouTube. All right, buddy. Yeah, okay. Mitchell, the tarantula farmer, says give me the vaccine. All right, real quick. Go ahead. Give me your thoughts. I'll bite. Nick says, shit, Pellerito, I hope you're watching because he's going by what I just said is going to be used against me in a court of law. Let's see. Yeah, it's tough to look at. Tyler says, this took an interesting turn. all right. Let me know what you think. Would you take the vaccine? Dirk says, nope, I'm earning my antibodies. Now, Dirk has it. He has the virus right now. And it's just ripping him a new one. Joe Martinez wants me to talk about Trump because he's like anti-Trump. Now, I'm not anti-Trump. I'll be talking about it later on. You'll be fixing a furnace. By the way, fucker, no one's tuned up my furnace yet. What is going on here? Is this my fault? Did I do something wrong? I know I missed the one because I was out raking leaves in the backyard, but maybe somebody called me, but I didn't get it. Or maybe it's there. I have no idea. You need to come here. And maybe you were here and I just didn't know it. Holy shit. All right. Dear Meathead with my dad comes up in just a minute. Real quick, I did the another episode podcast with Matt and Mandy yesterday. This was so much fun. My two new favorite people are Matt and Mandy. They're two local comedians who are just awesome, and they do this very fun podcast called Another Episode. Like, if you were to look it up wherever you download podcasts, Another Episode, you'd see it. And what they do is, well, like for this month, they're doing Hanksgiving. Those two, and a guest, in this case me, watches a Tom Hanks movie, and then the discussion happens about the film. And we watched the film Turner and Hooch. I watched it on my own as a homework assignment. Then they watched it on the road. And then we discussed it. We did the show yesterday. You didn't see it. It was all like recorded. It will drop today. So I will provide you all the information in the comments. But if you need to know, just search another episode podcast wherever you download podcasts. And you will be able to get it. Let me see if it's showed up. Another episode podcast with Matt and Mandy. It has not yet dropped. Well, if it did, it hasn't shown up yet on Apple Podcasts. But I'm looking at it right now because for me, I always utilize Apple Podcasts. But whatever you may listen to, just search for another episode podcast. And I had a fun conversation with these two. We went on for, oh, God, probably about an hour and 20 minutes. It was great. A lot of fun. Hey, I do cameos, and I want to hear from you. If you want me to give a personal shout-out to a friend, family member, somebody getting a birthday, somebody starting a new job, cameo.com/Eric Zane. They're a lot of fun. They're usually in a roast style. I just did one for Kevin, Zaniac Kevin, and I ripped him a new asshole. I should play that a little later on. I don't have it ready. Maybe I'll do it tomorrow. I'm not sure. Cameo.com/Eric Zane, and it's only $15. You know, I take it back. I think Cameo raised the price and didn't tell me. I think it's like $15.99 now. And they used to only take like a handful of dollars. Like of that, it was, I started at $15, and then I would get $11.50. So, all right, to use their platform, they take a pretty good chunk of it, but whatever. It's fun. I wasn't doing it to get rich. Well, now they raised the price, and it's $15.99, and I didn't say they could do that, but they just did it, so fuck. And then I noticed that whenever I do one, now I only get like $8.50, and nobody fucking told me. It's like slave labor. It's like Van Halen's first recording contract here. I'm going to end up owing them money by the time the fucking thing's done. So I don't know what the fuck is going on there. Cameo.com/Eric Zane for those fucking thieves. If you hire me, I get like half of it, I guess. Fucking thieves. Terrible. Holy shit. Okay. Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid. Oops. Getting this ready for my dad, because if I'm late, he's going to be bitching. Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid. If you need your car fixed, call upon them. In West Michigan, they're right along 44th Street. Just a little bit east of 131 on a street called Stafford. Drop in, say hello. They are fully compliant with any type of social distancing to get your vehicle repaired. In fact, you can Just call, and then it's all basically done online. Let them explain it to you. It's so simple and easy, and they're just great. You finally have a place that you can trust to get your car repaired. Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid. While I'm at it, my pals at Horizon Hydroponics are reminding you that when it comes to purchasing anything for growing stuff indoors, you can call upon them. You can do it curbside if you want at any of their four locations in and around my neck of the woods, Alpine and Grand Rapids, the Growers Outlet in Byron Center, and Kalamazoo and Lansing. You can do that. Or you can do it online, Horizen hydroponics.com. Buy online, orders $250 and more. You're going to get the shipping free. Call them if you have any questions on what you're buying online. And if you use my coupon code ZaneShow at checkout, you save 10%. There you go. So thank you to my friends at Horizen Hydroponics. Always cool. In fact, I got to get with them and do another Growers 101. All right. Dear Meat, it is brought to you by my friends at JM Synthetics, online at jmsynthetics.com. Go ahead, call them up. Or visit their website, jmsynthetics.com, and buy some AMSOIL products. They invented synthetic motor oil. Let's bring in the legend. Where you been, guy? Johnny on the spot.
Good morning.
Good morning, Dad. How are you?
I'm well. How about you?
Oh, never better. Never better. What a day, huh?
Yeah. Is the family, everybody woke up happy?
Yeah. It's today's a little bit different because, you know, the schools sent everybody home. You know,
they started closing it down. Huh?
Yeah, for the pandemic. So the way it works on my end is, Madison is at home. She's doing the online learning thing.
How does that work?
Well, you know how like sometimes you have like the computer screen in front of you and you see all the faces?
Yeah.
Basically, that's it. You know, you and other students, and then you can see the teacher and the teacher. You got eyes on the teacher, and the teacher is then working digitally. You know, like the teacher would be at the school with a camera on them. And then, so it's like a virtual classroom.
Wow.
Yeah. So
technology is something else that I don't understand.
Well, yeah, you do. You understand it. I just explained it to you.
Well, I know, but still.
Yeah, I'm not buying that you don't understand it. I think you've got a better handle on it than you're leading on.
Well, old-fashioned is old-fashioned.
Yeah? Okay. Well, hey, how's everybody doing? Is Joanne there?
She's here.
Okay. Is you guys ready for Thanksgiving? Are you doing anything? Just going to stay put? Maybe one or two people come over or anything like that?
Honey, I have no idea what we're going to do. That's Joanne just says nothing.
Probably a good idea. I think that's a great idea.
It's not my department. And besides, ordinarily we get together with Elizabeth.
Yeah.
That poor kid has kind of messed up her back really bad. And, furniture.
Yeah, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, it's really messed up.
Yes. Dad, did you catch the news this morning about this vaccine?
I haven't checked it. I know I kept hearing that the possibility that is coming out.
Yeah, it is. In fact, they're going to start injecting it into people in December. And it's like really effective from what the whole news story is. What they did, Dad, was in July, they had 41,000 volunteers around the world. And they started to put this and they put the vaccine into these people. And some of them got like what's called a placebo. And that is like not a vaccine. It's just like it's part of the testing. And it was 95% effective, which is really, really good. So
that is.
Yeah, a lot of people are really excited about it. If you had the opportunity to get it, if someone said, hey, I'm going to give you the vaccine, would you do it?
Yeah, I would do that.
I would, too. I think that's wise.
Who is about it? But what is this that they do right now? Is that a vaccine? Is that part of the vaccine actually?
What they do right now, they have no treatment right now for it.
I mean, when they start administrating it, it's actually the vaccine. It's not a makeup of a vaccine.
No, it's the vaccine. They have created it. Two companies made a vaccine.
Now, which company is this that's got that's been testing it? Moderna or Moderna?
Joanne, you and Joanne are correct. Moderna is one and Pfizer is the other. Yeah.
Which one do you think is Moderna is the one?
95%.
Yeah, you know, I don't know if you heard today, though. Pfizer just came out today, though, and said that theirs actually is 95% effective as well. So they're both very, very strong.
It's got to be frozen.
Yep. Joanne knows, man. She's on top of it.
Oh, she is. She's adamant about things.
Yeah, she is. I tell you what, man, you just got to stay with her. Don't ever kick her to the curb.
No. I have no chance.
I don't trust frozen because it might come unfrozen in the process when they refreeze it.
There you go. That's not a bad way to look at it, Joanne. I think, you know, and so these guys are working hard trying to keep us safe. But at the end of the day, no matter what it is, I'm taking it. I am going to be the first one in line.
Yeah, but make sure it's Moderna.
So it looks like more and more frontline workers and the elderly and people who are most likely to be harmed by this will get it. So, you know, it's coming. The help is on the way. I'll tell you that right now.
Yeah.
Well, I hope it's just not too late. That's all.
Well, that's a horrible way to look at it. I
know it is. I'm not exactly Mr. Positive, you know.
Well, yeah, come on now. I mean, turn that frown upside down. You're going to be okay.
Well, give me a few days of that. I'll be all right.
Oh, yeah. I tell you what, in a handful of – okay, we're in November. In July, we're going to be on the shores of Lake Otsego, okay? It's gonna be 91 degrees. We're gonna have the grill going. We're gonna be having cooking steaks. Mike's gonna be passed out. you know, it's gonna be just amazing. I believe that.
Well, I hope so. God is great.
All right. Okay, we got some questions for you. I want to run by you that the audience has sent in. Are you ready?
All right, I'm ready.
Okay, thank you. Thank you to anyone who has sent in questions. Let's see, Boyd. Boyd lives in Indiana, and he writes this. Hey, Meathead, my side hustle is about to end. I think I might have read this one to you, but I'll
side what?
His side job. I think I read this one to you,
okay.
But I'm going to read it again. He says, I teach motorcycle classes on the weekends, and the weather is bad now. When that job ends, what do you suggest I do for a side job?
Well, that's really a loaded question because I don't know what your specialties would be.
Right.
It sounds like you're technical or mechanical.
You're a handyman.
And Joanne suggested he's a handyman.
Yep.
Or she suggests to be a handyman.
What about like a Uber driver or something like that?
Well, I don't know. This driving something doesn't require a specialty.
Yeah.
Maybe you drive like a motorcycle.
Yeah.
Yeah. It requires a good personality, you know, as a driver.
Okay. Well.
And when you get people that are sitting in the back seat, and then if they allow you to roll the window down and be open with them, you can communicate with them. If they're strangers to the area, you be a guide person.
You know, you would be good at that. I think you missed your calling.
I would do that, but they never offered me this particular
hairy trip. No.
You know. Joanne says it would be a hairy trip.
Yes, it would be. Oh, God. Yeah, driving's probably not your strongest suit right now.
Oh, no.
Do you?
Although I haven't been driving in months.
I know it. Hey, do you miss it?
Not really.
Yeah. Hey, well, by the way, your truck is still going strong. I wanted to let you know that. I know you had.
I know that. Yes, I do. But I just didn't like the fact that you gave it to your daughter to drive around, because those kids are not exactly caring for the things that they have as a vintage.
You mean because it's so old, you're afraid that she wouldn't take care of it?
Yeah.
Well, actually, she doesn't drive it now. She actually left it in the driveway because it uses so much gas. So I actually drive it now. So.
Oh, I love that truck. That's an awesome truck.
All right. Brian writes this, Dad. He says, Dear Meathead, my wife and I met 7 years ago. My wife has a daughter from a previous relationship. The dad of that daughter is not involved. As the child grew, she started calling me daddy. Okay. We have two other children. She's now 11, and we've not yet told her that I am not her biological father. And she's starting to draw comparisons to her younger siblings and asks who she looks like most, or am I more like mom or dad? What is the best way to explain to our 11-year-old daughter that I am not the actual biological father? I look forward to your insight and wisdom. Thanks, Meathead.
First of all, has this question ever come up?
On this show?
No, between the family and the child.
I think what they've done is they're starting to notice that the little one, the 11-year-old, is starting to, you know, say like, hey, do I look more like mom or dad? I think those circumstances are just scenarios that are playing out. But no, I don't think she's ever come out and asked outright. Like I said, she's still very young, but they're wondering what they should do about this, you know?
The truth is a good thing, according to Joanne, which I agree. But I don't even know why this separation of children came about. It must have happened a long time ago.
Well, yeah. When the mom was with the first dad, the dad split 6 months in.
Yeah.
6 months into the little one being born. And he never came back. He like went out for milk and never came home. You know, one of those deals.
So apparently there's been an open conversation about this.
No.
That's what he's saying. He wants to know when he should bring it up with her about it, you know?
I actually think that you should open up the subject with them. Because somehow or other, in lifetime, these things come back. If you kept it a secret and so forth and treated the person, child, as a child of your own, and then it came up, it could pose a problem.
I think he agrees with you, but can you think of the best way to explain it to the kid?
I think the best way is to have a nice conversation, one-on-one or two-on-one, like a mother and father, a stepmother and a stepfather and a child, and a loving and showing them that you love her, and we're proud to have her as a child, you know, and we're treating you like our own child, and you're I mean, you know, she
yeah,
is.
And I'm sure that they would do that. I'm sure that that is, and because they do, but I think for me, if I could just jump in here. The timing, you might want to wait just because of the age of the little one, and, you know, adolescence is right around the corner, and that's usually a difficult time. I mean, I think timing on this, boy, I don't know. For me, my gut tells me that 11 years old might be a little bit too young, unless you think she's comfortable. I guess it all depends on the scenario. I don't know the relationship between you guys. But
I think I agree with you, honey.
But I think that if they take their
that's
time,
a good thing, but I think the best thing is to have a conversation when a time is the right time.
Right. I think if you did do it, though, if you did like, hey, so, honey, this is, I mean, if you just basically in simple to speak at their level, 11-year-old terminology about this is what happened, I think you can get away with it. So part of me is like, don't, and part of me is like, do. If you really rehearse, I think it's very important to practice this with her not in the room for like significant time so that you can have quick, clear answers, quick, clear and short answers to the little one when she asks you questions so that you can be ready. Because the last thing you want to be doing is making this more involved than it needs to be, you know? And then go out to frickin' Chuck E. Cheese or something afterwards. I don't know. Buy her a puppy or whatever it takes. But it can be done, but you got to be careful.
Yeah. Right at this moment, the child is growing up with love and a family. You continue with that, and nothing is changing this whole circumstance.
Yeah.
And just lay it out there. Be honest, you know. And tell her, hey, you're such a sweet person that God put you in our way. And we just, you know.
Yeah.
Very good. Grateful to have you.
Okay. That is all good.
I think what you're saying is the right thing to do.
And you too. You too.
Okay.
All right. All right. Let's see here. John in Nashville, Tennessee writes, Dear Meathead, what is the worst kind of entertainment? Magicians, jugglers, mimes, or clowns? And and why?
Well, I think clowns is something that comes and goes. You see the action, and then it's forgotten after a few minutes or time.
Clowns are something that comes and goes, you say?
Yeah, they. But a magician is an awesome thing to have.
Yeah.
How it changes, you know. It really, if I was a magician that's got a nice hand up in the air, all of a sudden his hand has disappeared. I mean, I'd be impressed with that.
I want to know. If I see a disappearing hand, I definitely want to know more about it.
Yeah, really? How does that happen?
Dad, didn't you have an axe
that took it down.
Yeah, I was going to say, Dad, didn't you have a magic trick called disappearing fingers?
No, I never had a missing hand case. The fingers I do, but this, I can show before and an after.
Oh, God. Oh.
Man. But,
did you ever...
Magic is...
Yeah.
It's a good thing.
It's okay,
good.
So
I'm infatuated with that magic more than I am.
Okay, so clowns, no. Magicians, yes. What about jugglers and mimes?
It's a physical action. I don't care for that.
Okay, so the magicians.
All right, for a minute, you know, but.
All right.
How many hours a day are you going to be juggling?
Exactly. You can only juggle for so long. I think the clear-cut winner here is the magician.
Joanna sent in here. What is it?
Mimes drive me nuts.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, mimes. I think I can handle mimes for a little bit of time, and then you just want to punch them.
Yeah, really. That's my opinion.
Okay, very good. All right. Hey, you know, back to the fingers thing. Did you ever pick up the fingers, or is there still one on the floor that looks like a curled up potato chip?
No, nothing separated that I knew. I didn't see anything but the one that I lost part of it.
Okay.
The doctor, it was just dangling.
Man, I don't know how doctors do it. You know, I mean, that's the sort of thing that you and I see that. And we're like ruined for the week. And doctors, it's like no problem. I don't know. I mean, seriously, I don't know how they do it.
Well, this doctor was a little bonehead.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, because the one finger next to a little baby finger.
Yeah.
You know, better than half of it is it took off.
Yeah, right.
Cut it all off.
Yeah, got it.
The way they cut it off, then the fingernail or a piece of bone keeps growing out of it now.
Oh God, you're getting.
I have to file that down. Can you believe that?
Oh yeah, that's your booger picking finger from, you know.
Yeah, and then when it gets closer to me, if I'm filing it, it hurts like hell.
And it, okay, so that's the doc. The doc screwed up on the
surgery.
On the big repair job. He must have left a little bit in there or something.
A piece of bone that grows up like
God.
A fingernail.
That's a horrible thing.
Hell, you're all done.
Oh God.
This is growing up sideways.
Oh geez. Wow. Yeah, that's unfortunate. I'm sorry that happened. Well.
Oh well.
All right, Dad. I that's pretty much it. I got nothing more here. I see. Yeah, that's pretty much all the questions I got for you, man. I tell you what, it's always great to get you guys on and talk to you. I'm so happy. I hope you're doing okay. Please stay safe. Help is on the way, and before you know it, we'll be back to normal. I really believe that.
Yes, yes, and thank you very much for the kind words that you put in here.
Of course.
And love you and appreciate your audience. I think that's the greatest thing that I think about that audience, because quite a few of them are involved in the entertainment that I have in my home.
Yes, they send you TVs, they send you gifts, they send you cards. They're so sweet. And
oh, my God. And then my granddaughter hooked me up with, what is this called, Joanne? With Netflix.
Yes. You guys.
And that's an awesome thing, you know.
You guys just sit there and watch Netflix and chill.
Yeah. So everything is cool.
Yes. Yes. What is your favorite thing on Netflix?
Oh, Longmire. You ever watch Longmire?
No, I don't know what that is.
It's a show. It's a series of, he's a sheriff.
Yeah.
Of backwood country.
Uh-huh.
And it's awesome actions.
Yeah, it's a good show, huh?
Yeah, and then they all fight him, and there's all different towns in there, little Hicks and
you
no
see,
Hicks.
Yeah, you know, yeah, I'm not buying you not being tech savvy. Not everybody that's, you know, in their mid-80s can figure that out. You guys got it down.
Well, thanks to my wife.
I'm glad you mentioned your wife, and I placed a phone call in, but I'm sure the audience would love to send their belated happy birthday wishes as your lovely better half celebrated a birthday on Monday.
Yes.
Oh, she would love that.
Well, happy birthday to you, Joanne. I hope you have many, many more.
I don't know about that.
Come on. Don't say that. I don't know. No, at least 15 more.
85 is pretty old.
Oh, yeah, you got to hit 100, both of you. You got to be, I need a picture of you together in those chairs holding hands at 100 years old.
Holy cow.
Yes.
You're pushing it, man.
No, it's good. It's going to happen. I believe it.
Okay.
Okay.
Hey, what I want to do is send a message to Bruce.
Bruce, my dog? Bruce the dog?
That goofy dog.
Yeah.
And my love to O'Neill.
Oh, yeah, of course. You spent plenty of time with him. Now, I you should know that O'Neill was running in the backyard the other day, and you're not going to like this. He ate some poop.
Oh.
Yeah.
And did you hug and kiss him?
No, I didn't. I was like, this is terrible. I don't want to see you anymore. I almost gave him away, but then I calmed down. I finally was like, all right, I'm just going to have to get over it. But yeah, what the heck is wrong with an animal that eats poop? I mean, what the hell?
Well, I'm used to saying it.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's partly my fault. I got to do a better job of keeping it cleaned up in the yard, you know?
So what do you do about that?
There is nothing you can do. He just sits there and it happens so fast. And then you're like, oh my gosh, this is you just don't feel like I can't love that. There's like a period of time, a window of time where I actually don't love the dog. And then it slowly comes back.
And now I got this vivid picture in my mind when we were up north. She sat at the table.
He.
Oh, that was Bruce.
Yeah. Bruce sat at the table.
Yeah. Right.
And waiting for his dinner.
Yeah, you got it. Yeah. Hopefully you'll forget that I told you this.
Oh, well.
All right. Well, you're a good man, Joanne. You're a great lady. I love you guys. Okay, see you guys. There you go. Yep, love you. Bye. There is Dear Meathead. Brought to you, as always, by my friends at JM Synthetics. Online at jmsynthetics.com, as always, with all of the sponsors of the show. Keep them in mind and call upon them when you need them. And then that's where the show works, keeps going. So thank you to Jason for sponsoring the show. And go to jmsynthetics.com for any AMSOIL product. You can get them right there. And there you go. Thank you so much. Okay, there you go. Dear Meathead, once again, a big success. For next week, I'm fresh out of questions. Now, Tio, you sent one along, but I can't ask him. The question Tio asked was, if your son Eric writes a book about the Eric Zane Show podcast, Great Kidney Giveaway, would you read it? And Tio, thank you. In Rapid City, South Dakota, where their governor says, yeah, don't wear a mask. I love liberty. Tio, wear your mask. I do not discuss. I try not to bring anything up about the kidney. I haven't yet told Dad that we are 11 days away from travel, 14 days away from donation, because he is not about it. And I am still figuring out what I'm going to do. It may come down to I'm in the operating room and I got my cell phone and I've got all of the numbers dialed on his phone. I'm ready to hit the last number. And then the doc says, okay, we're ready to put you under. Are you sure you want to give away your kidney? Because they will ask you that. Yes, I am. Hang on. Click. Dad, hey, I'm in California right now. Okay, yeah, I'm about to go under for this surgery. I'll call you in 4 hours. Click. It might be that. I can't think of any good way to do this, really, because he's going to be pissed if I don't tell him. In my mind, I just want to not tell him. And then when he asks, just say, I didn't do it. Or I don't know. But then again, if there is a complication, which there won't be, but if there is, oh, my God, would he be pissed. I would love your input on this. Please, you can either include it in the Facebook comments. Think about them for a second before you leave them. And then send one along to me after you've thought about it, eric@ericzaneshow.com. But no, I'm not reminding Dad of it. Okay. Let's see. All right, very good. So that's in the books. Thank you for being part of Dear Meathead. Nude Dude coming through. We'll talk about that coming up in just a bit. But first, a word from Blue Frost IT. Alan and Ashlyn, West Michigan's newest power couple startup with an unbelievable level of expertise when it comes to being a managed IT service provider. If you have a business, trust me, it's a really good idea to have this in place, a service contract with a managed IT service provider. So every single month you give him a little bit of money and he takes care of all of your tech. Okay. And then in the event that something goes wrong, he's an emergency fix. Okay. Hey, I just got this. My computer's completely screwed up, Alan. I can't do the podcast. I'll fix it. He remotes in. He fixes it. If he can't, he's here in short order fixing it. Okay? That's how it works. The managed IT service provider for small and medium-sized businesses that otherwise could not afford this. Because a lot of times they have to have like a person on site to do it. You don't need any of that shit now. All you need is Blue Frost IT. And if you're starting, if you're going for an upgrade within your business, okay, all new tech, he can do installs of an entire new tech setup. Blue Frost IT, find them online at bluefrostit.com or call them at 616-200-8550 for Blue Frost IT. Yeah, he's last this time around. Senior Martinez, who I think, boy, he was... He had a little wild hair in him yesterday. I saw on the Facebook comments, he was talking some, well, it was a political conversation. I don't want to put words in anybody's mouth, but Senor Martinez was I was kind of getting into it and mixing it up with some of the other folks that are watching on Facebook. A little Trump thing. I think what happened was Joe referred to people who followed Trump as Trumpeters, which I didn't know was a thing, and nor did I know was a problem, because I think it was Sexy Voice Andreas is like, well, now why do you got to call us names or something like that? And so then it was on. I was like, oh, shit. I think I might even just started it up right now again. But it went back and forth, and I think it settled down after a little while. But, yeah, man, A1 shitster yesterday was Senor Martinez, and I'm surprised he didn't drop.
Como chingo de cagada.
Or maybe.
Pete la chingada, cabrón.
Or even the mother of all.
Tu madre es una puta.
Dropping some forbidden Spanish. But if you want to get a hold of Joe Martinez, he is awesome, the best. And I want you to don't let any of that get in the way of whether or not you want to call upon a sponsor. That's ridiculous. And you're a child if you do that. But A&E Heating and Cooling for $79. Get that furnace tuned up. And just call them 616-516-8579. You can even just call them and tell them, hey, quit talking about politics, you dumb jackass. Stick to the furnace fixing. 616-516-8579. You're going to get a rebate. Hold on a second here. I meant to look this up, and I didn't do it last time, and now I got to. The rebate has changed. First of all, Joe says, I can be there Friday morning, 8 to 8:30. Yeah, done. Because Madison's here and Kevin's here. They can let you in. I'll be doing the podcast. And no, don't come busting in. Let's see. Yeah, the rebate changed. Did you send it on an email? I think you did. Yeah. Hey, bud, wanted to let you know the extra $200 from the DTE Energy rebate has expired. $250 now. If anything changes, I'll let you know. So what that means is when you get a furnace installed and he utilizes the Comfort Maker brand of furnaces and air conditioners, that's like a super efficient model. It's going to be a 96%er high efficiency furnace. DTE loves that. And because of that, they give you money back for the install, $250. Off of the already lowest install price you will find anywhere. I encourage you to call upon two other heating and cooling specialists. Don't tell him that you're doing that. Make the third call be Joe. Have him give you your estimate. And then if it's by some chance, some freak of nature higher than the other two, and it usually isn't, say, well, yeah, I want to use you, but this guy is cheaper. Can you beat that? He will. Trust me. A&E Heating and Cooling, call upon them. Key sponsor of the Eric Zane Show podcast household. Wow, this guy flamed out. And some of these stories I'm going to have to save for the Patreon bonus podcast. Like Antonio Brown, I think I'm going to save that for Patreon. And gonorrhea talk in Michigan, yes, it's back. Hey, some of you singles. And people, does anybody even say that? Hey, you single gals. Nowadays, people just have sex on Tinder, which I still can't believe that that's a thing. People just go and say, I think I'm going to go have some sex. I mean, if that existed when I was like a teenager, my mind would have been blown. You can just go and just have sex with anybody. The internet has opened up so much to people sexually. It's incredible. I would, you know what? I don't know if I could do that. Seriously. To me, it's got to be something really special. Sex has to be something that involved with like a relationship. To me, you're short-circuiting the whole system. I am staunchly opposed to that. I don't like that. All right. Where was I? Okay. This happened in Montana. It's unbelievable. This guy, Columbia Falls, Montana. Some guy, for some reason, decides to just take his car and drive it into the grocery store like the Blues Brothers. And it wasn't like just a little bit into the grocery store. He put it way into the grocery store, drove it all the way in there. People are running through the aisles, products flying everywhere. He crashes through shit, puts it in reverse, backs up, turns the car around and drives all the way out. Witnesses describe the maniac as 40 to 50 years old, dark hair and a mustache. And they're like, what the hell is going on? This is crazy. This is terrible. The Super One food store in Columbia Falls. This all happened just a handful of nights ago. So he gets out. Nobody was injured in this. This is a miracle. Front doors destroyed, but shit everywhere. And then they're walking through, picking up the pieces. Cops are showing up like, oh, my God, what is going on? There's witnesses saying, man, he just went through the store and then he actually chased a guy down an aisle. It was scary and awful. It was a 1995 Chevy Lumina, really old piece of shit car. Guys driving it through there. The dude drives out. And then shortly after that, the cops find the vehicle. No guy. Shortly after they find the vehicle, they get a call that at the old folks' home, just a hop, skip, and a jump away from where the car was abandoned, there's reports of the old folks they hear a commotion, and they open up the doors to their rooms. This is like a place that my dearly departed mother used to live in. And Wally still lives, and now they open up the doors, and in the main hallway, they look out, and there's a guy running down the hallway of the old folks' home, and they're like, "What the fuck? Holy shit! Why is this guy?" And he's nude; he has no clothes on. He actually has taken the time to take off all of his clothes except for his Chuck Taylors, and is running nude down the hallway of the retirement home, right near where the vehicle was abandoned. So the cops are like, oh, I think we got him. They found him, and then they ended up arresting him. Employees at the retirement home said they were able to identify the guy and said that he had a relationship with a resident. Let's hope it wasn't sexual, son of a bitch. Oh, my God. It was determined after a short investigation that the nude dude was the driver of the vehicle that crashed through the Super One Foods. Police report said the man showed signs of drug impairment at the time of his arrest. Well, thank God there's that. You can say, ah, it's the drugs talking. But my God, what the hell is going on there? That is insane. Almost as insane as what happened yesterday. Now, yeah, I'm burying this story because I didn't want to lead with it. But this is just crazy to me. So, if you're this guy, Chris Krebs, who is the Department of Homeland Security cybersecurity chief, okay, he's a job appointed by the president. And his job is to take a look at the election, do anything cybersecurity involving the U.S. This is the top dog. And I don't know. I think he had to have seen the writing on the wall because, you know, Trump pretty much, when somebody pisses him off, he doesn't go into the office and say, hey, we're going to have to let you go. It isn't like one of those firings. It just goes online and announces on Twitter, which is insane. And it's nuts that we live in a day and an age when this actually happens. But that actually happened. And the reason why is because this guy, Chris Krebs, he came out and someone said, so the election, what do you think about the election? And he said, oh, it was fine. Everything about it was perfect. It was there was nothing underhanded that happened. So now this basically undermines everything that Trump is saying right now. Trump is saying all sorts of shit about the election is rigged and whatnot. You need to look no further than his latest tweet to see something like that. Well, holy shit, how embarrassing is that? You're the guy you hired, the cybersecurity chief of the Department of Homeland Security, said, yeah, it's great. This was an awesome election. Fuck. So Trump has fired the dude. If I'm Joe Biden, as he's supposedly waiting in the wings. And by the way, Lindsey Graham just not Lindsey Graham. What's the other guy's name? The guy from Kentucky with the weird face. Mitch McConnell said, oh,
There will be a peaceful transition, and there will be an inauguration that happens.
He actually said, Mitch McConnell, that he's kind of like, yeah, it's over. We get it now. But, I mean, Donald Trump can't tweet out, I'm firing Mitch McConnell from Senate. He can't do that. So there's this, though. He can fire this guy, and he did. He fired the guy. In a pair of tweets, Trump said that Krebs gave a highly inaccurate statement about the security of the election. Trump, who has yet to concede, alleged that the election was riddled with massive improprieties and fraud. Krebs, who heads the Department of Homeland Security, Cybersecurity, and Infrastructure Security Agency, is responsible for leading the effort to protect the elections. He previously said, hey, there was no evidence of anything wrong. So this is Trump's guy. This guy has a Trump flag on the back of his a Silverado pickup truck. This guy. And he said, yeah, it looks good by my standards. And we have no problem with this. So Trump fired him. On Election Day, Krebs called on Americans to be patient and to, quote, treat all sensational and unverified claims with skepticism. That's unbelievable because his boss is doing that. Regardless of the outcome here, he says, there is a common bond that is stronger than political affiliation, and that is that we are all Americans, Krebs said during a November 3rd press conference, adding, keep calm and vote on. And this is on Election Day. And after today, keep calm and let them count on. So with that statement, you know this guy's in the crosshairs. Again, Trump hired this fucker. So then when he doubles down with a, yeah, it was all good, there is nothing wrong with this election, Trump fired him. Latest Trump administration official to depart on the heels of the election. So this guy basically broke rank here with that. And Trump looked at it as a subversive activity and said, you're out, man. Earlier on Tuesday, Krebs tweeted from his government account on allegations that election systems were manipulated. 59 election security experts all agree, in every case of which we are aware, these claims either have been unsubstantiated or are technically incoherent. Can you imagine the red ass on Trump, how pissed off he was? Less than an hour after Trump tweeted about his firing, Krebs tweeted from his own personal Twitter account, honored to serve. We did it right. That's a finger right in the eye of the big guy. I'm proud of the work we did at CISA. This happened right after his firing. I'm proud of the teammates I had at CISA. We did it right. A source with knowledge of the firing told NBC News Krebs found out the news via Twitter, and that was upsetting for him because he took the work seriously. Yeah, but you had to have known that was coming, man. Come on, don't act surprised. Several sources close to Krebs.